From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Best friends are frenemies. Two BFs will never see anything eye to eye. Your brother's from another mother. Two hella sweller fellas. Laughing until you cry. Like a joke without an ending. Roz and Mocha got you hanging. Cause there just ain't a better time.
If you know, you know.
Yo, come on.
I'm shook.
What's going on?
Oh, it's wrong. Everybody's done today.
What the hell happened?
Why is... What's going on Zoom?
I don't know what's happening. My camera is not working.
The light's not on.
Mocha's camera's pointed to Roz.
No, I know. I have to switch.
What the hell's going on over
and
here?
Oh, Mocha's not on mute.
Oh, I'm not?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Oh God. So what a disaster today.
This is a disaster
Hold
today.
On. Can you play the song again? We just start over?
Hold on.
This was not a good way to start.
Oh, no.
Nobody's. How was nobody ready?
Okay, everyone.
I didn't say I was.
Okay, stop.
Best friends are frenemies. Two BFs will never see anything eye to eye. Your brother's from another mother. Two hella sweller fellas. Laughing until you cry. Like a joke without an ending. Roz and Mocha got you hanging. Cause there just ain't a better time. Celebrate mornings with the Roz and Mocha Show.
Oh, 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 oh.
If you know, you know.
Roz and Mocha, Roz, Roz.
Go, happy Friday! We about to do it up real big.
Yes.
But why are we still seeing Roz?
Shh. Maury, we don't acknowledge any of that. We just started over.
No, but it's not right. We have to start again.
Nobody on the radio can hear that. Can see that.
Yo, man, I
see it.
Yo, I swear to God, bro.
God, we had it all tight. We started the show again.
Got to do it again.
No, we don't. God. Anyway.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, fantastic.
Great.
I haven't been ready since the moment I woke up this morning.
I was doing my whirl in the car this morning and I saw Maria walk. What'd you forget in your car, Maria?
Oh, I forgot my pass at home this morning. Couldn't get it. Not even a temporary. Then I forgot my wallet and then my lunch bag. I was like, anything else?
I saw this one video, right?
Yeah.
I sent it to Maria. And it was like, something like when girls get out of the car... Or when girls get in the car, it's like the amount of stuff that they pack.
Right.
Right? And it's like three bags and their like makeup and like lip liner and their Stanley mug and this and that. And then I saw Maria leave the building the other day and it was basically the video. You had like four bags.
I have three bags right now, and two things of
like
mugs.
You look like you're hired to help somebody else get into work. making trips on trips. I sent that to Catherine last night. It was some meme I saw. It's very close to what you were just saying. Every day, men leave their homes with no bag, no water bottle, no lip balm, no hand sanitizer, no extra layer in case they get cold, just keys, a wallet, and shove it into their pockets. Chaotic and reckless.
Is Catherine that way, though?
She gotta bring everything? Everything. Yeah, but I forget stuff. I asked her the other day for lip balm.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, babe, my lips are real chapped. And then I'm like, do you have any lip balm? And she goes, let me check. And then I'm just sitting there in the passenger seat, right? Uh-huh. And then she reaches over and starts rubbing something on my lips.
Oh, how nice.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was like hand cream.
Oh, that is.
But like a weird sort of like organic kind of hand cream kind of thing. Uh-huh. And she starts rubbing it on my lips, and hand cream on the lips feels very different than lip balm, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like.
Yeah, what you get ready for, bro?
Yeah. Like, it's a very different feeling. Oh, right? Like. I'm about to go to war.
Yeah, did you like it, though?
Okay, feels so good.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Best friends of frenemies, oh, to be absolutely never seen.
Hold on, can't do that again.
No, sorry,
okay.
Sorry. What a way to start the day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
A Roz and Mocha fan wrote a song for Shem, recorded it, and sent it in and everything.
Okay.
The song is called In the Pews.
Oh, no.
Mark Anthony Trebinski, who's a huge...
Oh, it's a man?
Yeah,
oh,
a huge Roz and Mocha super fan, and said this: I wrote the song for Shem for four main reasons. One, during the discussion of most iconic hip-hop songs when DJ Jazzy Jeff was being interviewed about the Fresh Prince song, Shem brought up In the Club by 50 Cent. Number two, recently Shem was talking about going out to the clubs. Mocha made fun of him and played the song In the Club right after by 50 Cent. Number three, Shem always does songs for everyone on the show and also the recaps. Number four, I don't think anyone else on the show aside from Maria, she is still new, could write a song for Shem. So as crappy as this is, Shem, here's a song for you, brother. From Mark Anthony Trebinski. A song dedicated to Shem called In the Pews.
Yo, 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 Shem Roy, this is your song. Wrote this for you, now this is your song. So listen up, cause this is your song. And I know that you gon' love it, cause it's your song. You can find him in the pews, sipping apple juice, thirst trapping on IG, make him look a little loose. Always question lyrics, but not for Burger K. And his voice get mistaken for Scott McGilvray. You can find him in the pews, sipping apple juice. Ross brings up divorce, even though he's had one too. Mocha beat him in the race, will we have another go? Hitting up the alleys, let the bowling balls roll. In the streets of T.O. with a Forte XL. Driving with no shirt cause the temp is hot as hell. Woo! The baby of his family and they showing love too. Before the big race saying,
yeah, me mom loves you.
And Shem, he doesn't get much sleep, CPAP. But it gives him extra time to write a lit recap. Singing to all the fans, make the girls sweat and swoon. Real talk, let's not forget.
Come on, Shemroy, you can barely walk.
You can find him in the pews, sipping apple juice. On the Roz and Mocha Show and the podcast he produced. Got Jesus in his heart, smile shining like a gemmy. Roz and Mocha, Maury and Maria.
Continue taking good care of my
chemise. Yo, yo, come on, man.
That may be... That may be the absolute best worst song we've ever played on the show.
That was
it was so terrible, but it was perfect.
Yeah, well, I mean, CPAP with the recap, that's fire.
Because I'll tell you, if it was even 10% better, I don't know if I would have liked it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So big up and thank you, Mark Anthony Trebinski, super fan of the Roz and Mocha Show, made that song for Sham.
Bye, guys. Shemroy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
Look at that smile on Roz's face.
Well, it's like charades, but only using the mouth. That's all you get to figure it out. It's a little bit tricky without a doubt. If you didn't know, now you know what it's about. It's time to play Mouse Charades. The best game you've ever played. It's time to play Mouse Charades. If you can figure it out, then you've got it made.
Mouth Charades, an original game here on the Roz and Mocha Show.
One of Roz's
favorites.
Oh. No, I don't. You guys cheat.
Nobody.
I'm going to figure out one day what happens with this. I don't know.
That's what she said.
Mouth Charades. Very much like regular charades, only the clues are given through sounds. Maury is the clue giver, not allowed to sort of move around, no sort of hand actions or anything else. Just please stay nice and still, only using the sounds for the clues. Once again, it is myself, Roz, versus Mocha. And
you got 20 seconds on the clock.
You got 20 seconds on the clock, which really, the way that this goes for me, I could have 60 minutes on the clock. And I still don't find the game any easier.
Why are you
so
hard on yourself?
I'm not hard on myself. The fix is in. You know that. You know how I feel about this.
All
I don't
right,
know.
Quit your whining,
no,
loser.
Stop it. I don't know what happens. I don't know what goes on, how it's planned. I have no idea. All I know is that the fix is in. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So Mocha goes first because he's been winning.
Should
you
go first then?
Keep score?
I will keep score.
Okay, sure. You know what? Flip it around. Sure. Let Roz go first.
Let me. Fine, fine. We'll let
Roz
go first.
Actually, no. Okay. You go first.
Oh, okay, fine.
Don't. I'm no simp.
Thank
okay,
you.
I can go second. I can go second.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? So, yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess back to the original plan. Me first.
Yes.
Sorry.
Winners first.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is a phone ringing.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
1-0 Mocha. Bro, how do you not even, like,
okay.
Do the noise again. That's okay. A phone ringing.
No, I know. I know. It's very much a phone ringing. Okay, my turn. Yeah. Time on the clock, please.
Ready?
Yep.
And go.
Floating through space. Space makes no sound. That is the sound of, is it an engine? It sounds like an engine. It sounds like, is that a...
You're not even making, like, you're not even trying to make a noise. Don't worry about me, guess.
Oh, you wasted your time. What's that noise?
Air compressor.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Wait, okay. We just wait a second. You what? Get telephone.
Uh-huh.
Do telephone, Maury. Okay. I get air compressor. Do air compressor, Maury. I rest my case.
So 1-0 remains the score for myself.
Okay.
Also, Mocha. Can I just say something? Yeah. No idea what an air compressor is.
To be honest, I thought it was a plane from Top Gun. That's what I was going for.
Okay, next.
Okay.
That is... Oh, fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Wow.
I can't help it that I'm not this good at the game, guys.
Can we just clap for Mocha? I can't okay, right now.
Maury, you're not allowed to, you have to be impartial, Maury.
Fine.
I'm just ready? Trying to be
a just cheerleader. Just give the clues.
And
okay.
Yeah. Go.
Oh, so you'll never be a cheerleader with those hips. Okay, that is walking through mud. Oh,
what is that? What is that all of a sudden?
What is that?
A mechanic changing a timing belt.
Where are these words coming from? Where are these words coming from?
Come on!
Okay. Wow. Okay,
score, Shem. 2-0
Stop
for Mocha.
It.
He's
okay. Right.
Mocha, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That is like a siren, a police siren.
Yeah.
An ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, I have to do one more Roz word.
Okay.
Be down. Sorry.
Go.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? And... Yeah. Oh my God!
Okay, that. Okay.
Oh my God!
Somebody's getting pleasure from walking quickly in snow pants. Somebody is having a difficult time.
Ew, what was that noise? At
what
the
was
end?
The noise at the end? Do the noise at the end?
Like crumpling something.
Okay. What? Okay.
What?
Was
wiping
that?
Your butt.
Oh my God.
Who moans while wiping their butt? Sometimes if it's hard to get around there.
TMI, pal.
I'm taking my headphones
okay.
off.
And yeah. You wonder why I think that this game is rigged, right?
Should we just end the game now?
Just, can we just okay, just because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Right, Maury? What was Mocha's next word?
Okay, let's see here.
This is for no points.
No yeah. points.
Okay, okay, let's ready? See. Ready? In yeah. 3, 2,
go.
1. Pig.
Thank yep. you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you find that charades.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, do you remember when James Carville was accusing Donald Trump of having, was it syphilis last week? Because uh-huh. Trump showed up and he was waving to fans and he had like sores all over his hands, right? And James Carville, who used to work in the Clinton campaign. Now he does stuff on CNN and everything else.
I think there's a good chance this man has to clap.
Okay. So he said that he talked to a bunch of doctors and they were like, that's definitely syphilis on his hands. So it turns out that like right after that, like even later that day, Trump waved to the crowd and there was nothing on his hands. And
then
the next
day
there was nothing on his hands either. Uh-huh. And what somebody had said is that if you look at where the spots are on his hand, what it actually looks like, and now it all makes sense if you look at the picture.
Phantom clap.
No, is that he had a paper cut on his thumb that then went to his finger, and when his hand was closed, the tip of his finger touched that part of his hand. And so those three spots is just blood from from
gross.
I thought you were going to say it was ketchup.
No, it was definitely blood, but most likely from something like a paper cut.
I think there's a good chance this man has to clap.
I'm not saying he doesn't. Just not on his hands. Just not on his hands. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis realized that he cannot beat Trump to become the Republican Party nominee. And so he dropped out. But before we get to Ron DeSantis, American politics is so wild. So Donald Trump has said some really terrible things about Ron DeSantis, right? So back in February, Trump accused DeSantis of like grooming high school girls with alcohol. He said that he has small balls. He said that his wife was ugly and his dad was a murderer.
Oh my God, bro. I'm throwing hands when you say that.
He calls him Meatball Ron. And they built an entire campaign around calling him Pudding Fingers because I guess that it was reported that at some point last year, Ron DeSantis was on a private jet and he ate a chocolate pudding cup with three fingers because he had no spoon. He was just digging in with three fingers. So even after all that,
how much you got to love pudding in order to do that? Bro. I would just be like, yo, I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe I can put him in my bag. I'll bring it home.
Yeah. But no, three fingers. Not two, three fingers. Right? That's even awkward to get into your mouth, three fingers. Right?
You have to scoop it and do it like, you know, underneath.
So given all of that, your wife is ugly, your dad's a murderer, small balls, pudding fingers, Meatball Ron. Here was Ron DeSantis after he dropped out of the race yesterday.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear.
Yo, that's your man's now?
Yes!
After he flamed you over and over again?
Over and over.
Yo, called your dad a murderer.
Called your wife ugly multiple times. called him a groomer. Let's not forget pudding fingers.
Yeah.
They built a whole campaign where it was like, Ron DeSantis is this. And the whole commercial was just three fingers going into pudding cups.
That's
right?
So
right?
Bad.
And then it was like, and I think that the end line was like, somebody should give Ron DeSantis a clue and a spoon. Like, I think that they built like...
That's like worse than wrestling promos. Come on.
Jeez.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm
getting a lot of Yeti ads on my computer lately. I think they're coming after Stanley.
Uh-oh.
They've changed their tagline.
Because
they know Stanley's coming for their money.
It's like something along the lines of like works out as hard as you do and stuff like this.
Motivation.
Yes.
I'll buy a bunch. I got a bunch already.
People are going in on the Stanley gang.
Yeah. What's up, Maria?
Why? What is wrong with the Stanley gang?
Well, how many Stanley mugs do you own?
I own one real one and one fake one.
Because
you got Stanley and then the other one's Banley.
Yeah. It's winter special.
Because everybody is assuming that they're helping the environment by getting a Stanley, right? Because they're not using disposables and everything else.
Yeah.
But the problem with it is that because Stanley has now created this allure of, it's almost like a commodity now, where people are loading up, and you see it all over social media where they have 40 and 50 and 60 Stanleys, where the trend is to now collect. Well, trends come and go, And the difference between a disposable paper cup and the person who decides one day to get rid of 65 Stanleys, Stanleys will never go away. Like, they're indestructible. They will literally be where you throw them out. They will be there forever.
Yeah, they'll end up in a landfill still there.
Yes, still forever.
But that means you got a good water bottle on your hands.
Until you don't want it anymore.
Well, why would you not want it anymore?
Because the next product's going to roll around.
Yes.
Manly is going to come out and be like, check out this new bottle.
Yes, it's a trend. And anytime there's a like there was, I saw somebody where they had them color coded in the, I guess it was like the, I'm assuming it was the sewing room, where they had a wall, they had a wall of Stanleys all color coded. They had like 250 of them.
Oh, if I could, I would have all the colors.
I have one under my sink. I've never used it.
Yeah, they
That's
have
a
them.
Disgrace, Maury.
They like, but so when you don't want those anymore.
Is this Stanley?
And you can't, it's, there's no resale value to a Stanley. Nobody wants a used Stanley.
No, if you buy it and you sell it, it has to be unused.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it the same Stanley, like that company that's been around forever? Yes. They used to make like thermoses?
Yes. Yes.
And stuff?
Yes.
It's the exact same company, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I saw on TikTok, somebody on a news site from TikTok.
Sure.
I guess recently Target like had a special edition Stanley that
the Starbucks
was for sale.
One. Yeah.
$40 or something.
Yeah.
And people ran in and were like buying them out.
People camped out 24 hours in advance.
Bro,
like, it was the new iPhone.
Yeah, but I'm seeing them now on Marketplace for $150.
Yeah, unused. No. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I said. It's like it's a commodity now. But the problem is that when you collect them, when you're a Stanley collector.
Yeah, I can't.
Right? And it started with that video. Like when it really kicked into high gear with Stanley was that woman whose car was set on fire, like her car burnt down.
And then the CEO made a video.
Well, because she went in the car and there was nothing left of the car. The entire thing was burned. Uh-huh. But in the cup holder, virtually perfect, was her Stanley.
I don't know if I believe that story.
Yeah,
you pay
know,
for
I
what
know.
You get for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the CEO said that like one time and one time only he would buy, or the Stanley company would buy her a new car.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'd already started setting their cars on fire after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Yeti's kicked up their marketing campaign. It looks a little different. Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, you're getting all
I'm
the
getting
ads.
A lot of Yeti ads.
Are you going to buy one?
I have lots of Yetis. I think I have about I shouldn't say. I have one, I mean.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Our guy Shem, executive producer of The Roz and Mocha Show, taking that executive producer role quite serious.
Oh, damn.
With the status.
Finally.
With the status, back-to-back nights going to a Raptors
what?
Game.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Two nights in a row?
Two nights in
what
a row, man.
What are you, the mayor?
Rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah, just sort of worked out that way.
How do you mean it just worked out that way?
Well, one was a Christmas gift, and then my friend has corporate seats, so I, you know.
You got him. Oh, man. You are an exec.
Right?
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know how friends that have corporate seats.
Bro. I was looking up tickets to take my family. And like the nosebleeds are
crazy
for the games that we wanted.
Yeah.
Well, like $200 a pop.
Yeah. I sat in the sixth row.
Oh. Were you on TV?
Maybe, but I wouldn't know. Yeah. Sixth row.
Raptors lost to the Bulls 116-110, by the way. And it was a national broadcast in the States because of Chicago. It was on TNT.
Yeah.
So during the pregame, you know, Charles Barkley and the rest of the crew, they're all like doing their thing, talking basketball, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then they go to throw to, hey, stick around, Bulls and Raptors are next.
Yeah.
And this is why everyone says, like, it's no shock. Everyone that's a Toronto Raptors fan, says, the NBA does not care about the Toronto Raptors.
Right.
Okay? The teams that visit Toronto to play do not want to visit Toronto to play. They don't want to cross the border.
Right.
Too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the Raptors. It's Raptors versus the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to how Charles Barkley sells this game on a national broadcast on TNT. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a 7:30 game.
Okay.
So this went everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I know we got the Bulls and the Raptors, but watch anyway.
On TNT.
But also, that could be because the Raptors are not having a great season.
But even still.
Right. If we were in first place, he'd say that.
Yeah, he would say the same thing.
I know we got the Bulls and the Raptors, but watch anyway.
What's the Bulls record this year?
I will tell you. Hold on. they're not that much better than us at the moment.
So it was just a bum ass game.
It was a bum ass game.
20 and 23.
Yeah. It was a bum ass game. Nothing on the line.
But still, guys, like, it's always, like, we always get disrespected.
To me, he's keeping it real. I would be pissed if the Raptors, if the Raptors were like a playoff bound team where people were talking about the Raptors. Like, if we were hype about the Raptors. Listen, you expect Charles Barkley to hype a game, right? You're not hype about the Raptors this year. Shem's not hype about the Raptors. You're not.
I've been to back-to-back games.
For free.
Yeah. Hey.
Shem's been going all season, though.
Yeah, that is... Maria, you're right.
Like, and I don't think he's paid for a ticket.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Since when did I become the elitist on this show?
All the tickets you were given to you.
How many of the other games you went to?
That's not important right now. Yeah, the Raptors are having those.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Ellie Spence, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is this Ellie Spence from Love Island, UK?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice.
Celebrity edition. I love it.
Ellie, when and where does your hell of a story take place?
Okay, so I was 18 years old and I had just finished my exams from college. And I was just going out in my small town. It was like literally any other night we were going out. And I was with my one friend, Livy, and we had a really good night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We were like, shall we like head home now? So we start heading home and we get back to her house. And she's just moved houses and her house was gated. And she completely forgot the code to the gate. Both of our phones had coincidentally died, so we couldn't call anyone to figure out what the code was to the gate. So we were like, okay, it's like pitch black. You know, it's the middle of the night. We can't reach anyone. She lived in the middle of nowhere. It was like all we could see was fields. And she just came up with the idea to climb the gate.
Ellie, can you describe the gate for us?
Mm-hmm. It seems pretty easy to hop over a gate.
Like, how high was it? Like, what are we talking here?
Okay, it was like, it wasn't like an ordinary gate. It was like a 16-foot speared steel gate.
Gotcha.
She starts climbing the gate. I start climbing the gate. And at the top of the gate, there's like a bar, obviously, where all the spikes are coming out of. And it was a flat bar. And I put my sandal on the bar.
Oh, my God. You're wearing sandals?
I was wearing open-toe sandals, and I don't actually know how I even got to the top of the gate in those shoes. And it was pitch black, and my foot just slipped off the bar.
Yeah.
And as my foot slipped, one of the spears went into the crease of my leg, like right in the middle of the crease of my leg.
Okay, wait a second. When you say the crease of your leg, what crease of your leg are you talking about? There's a few of them.
Okay, so the joint where your leg like joins to your hip.
The inside or the outside?
The inside, so like your groin crease. Okay. Yeah.
Ellie, how drunk are you at this point too? You and your friend.
I mean, I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk enough to not feel it. I'm like, oh my God, this spear has just gone inside the crease of my leg.
So you've impaled like your leg, but like right beside your crotch, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And at this point, are you are you in a seated position or are you like what happens?
So as my foot slips, it's so weird how this happened, but my foot slips on the top and the spear goes into the in the middle of the crease of my groin and I twist round. So I don't know how I twist in the middle of the air, but I twist round. And now the spear is in my groin, but I'm hanging off it backwards. So like I am, the spear is in me and I'm literally hanging like a U and you know, I'm backwards hanging off it. So my arms are swinging in the middle of the air and I have nothing to grab onto.
And at that point, are you like screaming? Is there blood? What's your friend doing?
My friend had gotten all of the way over the other side and it's pitch black and I lose my breath. Like, I don't scream.
Yeah.
I just, it happens within 1 second. Like, yeah. Within a second, I spin. It's in me. I'm hanging off it backwards. And I'm like, oh, like, I can't breathe. So I immediately start screaming at her and I'm like, rip my clothes. Like, rip my clothes, rip my clothes. Because for some reason, I was thinking to myself, like, if she rips my skirt, like maybe I'll fall with my clothes. Like, I don't know. I'm so confused.
You were wearing a skirt?
I was wearing a denim skirt. So she couldn't have even, she's screaming back at me, being like, shut up. Because she's like, you're going to wake my parents up. Like, she thinks I'm caught by like my skirt or something. So she tries to rip my clothes. We just can't communicate with each other. And I'm on the gate for maybe like 10 minutes. And as... you know, we're miscommunicating and we're screaming at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can just feel my flesh like ripping. And then it would rip another centimeter and then it would rip another centimeter. And it was honestly like, I would say every 30 seconds, there was like a rip.
Oh my God, it's like slow torture.
Slow torture. And by the end of it, I actually ripped from like the back of the crease of my bum all the way to the front, like of my hip where the crease is.
Yeah.
So my entire leg literally came like off. I basically rose up like basically from the dead and I just started directing Libby. Like second by second, I'm like, okay, put your two hands on my back. When I count to three, you're going to push me. And she just immediately started following me. And it was so wild because we'd been miscommunicating for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden I got up and it was like I had no pain. I was just like, do this, do this, do this. Mm-hmm. And then she basically got me in, like pushed the lower of my back and pushed me like face first over the other side of the gate. Yikes. I broke the fall with my face on the concrete and then I was just like, yeah, not even a scratch though. Literally not even a scratch on my face. And then they rushed me to A&E and just sewed me back up.
Oh my crazy. God, Ellie.
Wow. I know.
So how was your leg?
No, you know what's so wild is it's so fine. I have a pretty hefty scar, but they literally, you know, they sewed me up. They said that I was 3 millimeters away from my main artery. So they were like, if you'd have like, you know, been on it 30 more seconds, they were like, you would have bled out and died. And also when you're impaled, the main thing that they tell everybody is like, don't remove it.
Yeah.
But they were like, if you hadn't have gotten off the gate, you would have died. So she did the right thing.
That was one hell of a story. Wow.
Oh my God. I'm
Ellie
so
Spence
stressed
from
out right
Love
now.
Island, UK. Thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, bye. Did you watch Shem during that interview? Shem turned his back to the... There was no visuals, and Shem still turned his back around.
Shem, you good? You look like you're about to pass out right now.
So I'm so conflicted because she's so hot.
Damn it, Shem. Shut up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Roz and
Mocha. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a question. I was re-listening to a 2018 podcast.
Yeah.
And I was wondering...
What's your name?
Oh, this is Sagar. I'm the guy with the night terrors, if you remember, with the giant snake on the bed.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're the guy that your wife tells everyone that you know about your night terrors and like roasts you all the time, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
All right, Sagar, what's going on?
Yeah. I watched Talk to Me the other day because Maria said it was a good movie. That was a piece of trash. And my wife's like, oh, you're watching a horror movie? Come on. Are we having nightmares tonight too now? That she doesn't let that go yet.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay. Talk to Me is the horror movie with like the clay hand or something that's haunted.
It's like a dead hand.
Yeah. A dead hand
and
that's
you
haunted.
Hold it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
Yeah. It was not a bad movie. Yeah.
Okay. So what happened, Sagar? You and your wife watched it and you thought it was crap. Did she think it was crap too? Your wife?
No, she doesn't watch that. She's like, okay, we're having nightmares tonight. So she's going to be woken up. That's all.
She doesn't let you watch scary stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, my question was something about a 2018 podcast I was listening to. Maury mentioned that he uses a separate Amazon account without Prime while Matthew enjoys free shipping with Amazon Prime. Is that still the case?
Wow. He's putting it out there, huh? Well, whatever. It was on the podcast.
Is that still accurate, Maury?
Yeah, Matthew gets packages like 4 or 5 a day.
Yes.
And he like packages like we're an Amazon shipping thing. And
but
he,
you don't have Prime on
your
account.
I don't have Prime. He does have Prime.
Right.
So when I order like jeans or whatever, I have to pay more.
And wait.
Hold on a second. But why don't you just order on Matthew's account?
Because then it'll go to his credit card.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my Amazon is like attached to my credit card.
Yeah.
But you can set up more than one credit card on an Amazon account.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know what? I doubt Matthew would let you because I think Matthew has it in his head that if he lets you in to his Amazon account, you will somehow soil it for him.
Yeah.
Like you're going to ruin his Amazon account.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anything that you search for
showing up as like recommended
nothing.
Or anything.
Not, you think Matthew wants to log on to his Amazon and see nothing but Wranglers on the bottom?
open up your Amazon right now, your Amazon app. I just want to see what some of your recent searches are.
You know, I've never used the Amazon app.
What? How do you order stuff?
On the computer.
Never on the phone?
Nope, never.
Really?
No, never have.
That's how I order all my stuff.
Matthew doesn't have the app. He has to sit in front of the computer.
Yeah, no, I only do. I'd like the pictures to be bigger.
Okay, you can't see them on your phone?
Shut up, Maria. you don't have to say anything. Those eyebrows.
Arnica tablets? What's that?
Oh, that's for pain.
Okay. What's bromelain with what? Quercetin?
Also for pain.
Okay. Calcium?
For my bones.
Okay. Large safety pins?
For my shirts.
Why did you search an Amazon here for dry beard?
Oh, because my beard's dry.
Oh my God. Gray men's large shirt. Finally, he's accepted the fact that he wears a large.
Because it has to go over a cast.
Hydrocortisone face cream.
Oh, for dry skin.
See, this is why you're not allowed on Matthew's account. Right?
Whereas his is pillows.
Right. Also, if your beard, who puts dry beard?
Yeah.
Show results.
Thanks, Sagar.
Thanks a lot, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Okay. Hey.
Wait. I'm gonna set this up right. Hold on.
Roz and Mocha's Magic Moments.
Get it off your chest.
Yes. So many people love being a part of Roz and Mocha's Vented Moments, the part of the show where you just get to go off. What's been bothering you?
Okay,
you can be anonymous. These are the kind of things that like maybe other people in your life don't understand or you just can't vent to anyone else. We got the platform for you. We will not ask any questions, although we may ask you some questions. But it's your time now to say what it is that's on your mind.
So I work in the food and beverage industry. And I got to say, like, we got to talk about tippers. Like, people just don't know how to tip these days. So I had a really, really bad experience the other day. I had a group of 8 guys come in. Cool. Serving them up. The first thing I always do is get them drinks. And I always ask, like, is it one bill or supper bills? One bill. Cool. I held off people forever in my area, my bar. Serve these guys for, like, 3 hours straight, $600 bill.
Wow.
And the guy gives me $20.
Oh, no.
And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, and I turned around and I said, is there something wrong with my service? I was so heated.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I got a tip for you. Come back to room 501.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
do you think these guys, were they like out of towners?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Construction guys. Sorry, I have to say, like, they were construction guys. But I was like, are you kidding me? Like, get out of my bar.
What kind of tip would you be looking for on a $600 bill?
On a $600 bill, like, in my bar, it's usually 20%. That'd be $120, but that would have been cool split at, like, $90.
And what kind of, like, were they nice when you were serving them, or were they kind of just, like, being jerks?
Like, we're going to give you a great review. You're fantastic. I'm like, get out. Do not come back.
Okay, so what else? I mean, everybody can't be a lousy tipper.
No, but you know what? Like, these days, people just, I don't know. It's hard with people.
Okay, I will.
Sometimes you give, like, the most fantastic service, and you're like, wow. Wow. And you're just stunned by what they give you.
I
don't know. This is what we survive on these days.
It's brutal, but I will say this, that I think that you guys in the service industry who make less and work on tips, I think that a lot of your fury should be going towards other businesses that have started implementing tips. Because that's, I think, is the problem, is that everybody is feeling over-tipped. When you go to get your winter tires put on and they hand you the machine at the end of it and there's a tip prompt?
Yeah. I'm very much, when I don't think a tip is warranted,
yeah,
I will hit the button that says no tip.
Right.
Like no, without any
100%.
Questioning it, right?
Yeah.
But I understand you on the phone, right? You work in the service industry. Absolutely, I'm going to tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I tip the same. Even if it's lousy service. Even if I got the wrong meal.
Yeah.
I'm just so I can't like I just don't have it in me. I just don't have. I'm such a simp, right? You know.
Yeah. In your mind, you talk a big talk.
Oh.
But as soon as that machine comes, you're like max tip.
Max tip.
Well, I know it's not going to change anything, but do you feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I had to get that one off my chest.
I'm sure you have this conversation at work all the time, though.
All the time.
Yeah. Damn. Well, thanks for joining us on Roz and Mocha's Vented Moments.
Thank you.
And if you have something to vent about, feel free to reach out anytime. Just text VENT to 925-555.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Everybody freaked out watching SNL on the weekend.
Why?
Because nobody realized that Jacob Elordi is Australian.
What? Did we know that before? Where else do we know him from? Where
Euphoria.
Have I seen him before? Oh, yeah, Euphoria. And
Kissing
what else?
Booth?
And the what?
Kissing Booth?
Was he in Kissing Booth?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, because he came out and did the monologue, and everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Hold the shrimp on the bobby.
Yeah. And he made like one Saltburn joke, and I think that was it for the whole night. But you have
They
to...
didn't do anything about Saltburn?
No,
I couldn't believe it.
What?
No, like just
no
the
bathtub
one.
Scene, no nothing, no, like nothing. No, not even a song, like a parody song
just,
or anything?
Just
the whole show is kind of meh.
Just one joke.
Really?
Yeah. Should have brought Barry out.
So you might know me from Saltburn, but if you saw the movie, thank you. If you saw the movie with your parents, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and if you saw the movie with your girlfriend, you're welcome.
That parents joke is for you, Maria.
Yeah, that was from that hit one.
And I don't know if you saw this, but is it Barry Keoghan?
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 Yeah.
So I guess he was leaving somewhere in the UK. He was doing an interview and he ran into a fan. And
is that the guy that played Oliver?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And a fan showed him a tattoo. And the tattoo is of Barry in Saltburn lying on the grave.
No! What?
It's amazing.
Oh my God.
No!
Like tattoo worthy. Like lying there, pants down.
No!
Lying on the grave.
No! The pants down.
Yes. Well, you're not going to get the tattoo with the pants up.
I know, but
right?
could have been the start of the scene.
Right? No. If you're gonna get the tattoo, you got to get the tattoo.
Come on, man.
Right?
And like the dance scene is the tattoo.
The little crosses there and everything, right? Yeah, but that was it. They didn't do any sulfur and stuff.
Damn, man. Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. Oh,
do you think maybe they had like a bunch... Maybe pitch throughout the week? Did somebody who said no?
No idea. No
or
idea.
The but sketches,
what are you gonna do, right?
I don't know.
what's your plan with that? Like what
like at least a parody song.
Yeah, I guess. You wanna see the tattoo and where she got it? It's right on her upper thigh too. Like high upper thigh.
Let me walk around.
Okay. Oh. So here, I'll show you the tattoo first, right? So look, here's the tattoo.
Yo, that's so messed up, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then look, this is where it is.
Girl!
Yeah, come on now.
That ain't right, huh?
Nah, that ain't right.
Like, why do you... No. That's real... No. Like, that's like high thigh.
That's...
Like high thigh.
Like, that's forever.
I get you.
You gotta explain that to people in 10 years who completely forgot about Saltburn.
Yes. Like, what is that?
when it starts to fade and stuff like that. Like, all tattoos fade. I get it. They never look that as good as they do on day
one.
Line,
and the lines start getting blurry and
stuff.
Yeah,
but that's fine. But somebody's, you're going to be asked about that, right? Mm. By like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or like somebody.
Yeah, I've never seen Saltburn. What's that all about?
Yeah. Oh, it's this great scene where the guy and the grave and the thing inside. There's a hole.
Right? Hey now. Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I understand the black market for things like stolen vehicles and when people are trying to unload guns and drugs and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a story out of an area of Ontario where I used to live for like 6 years, Kitchener-Waterloo, mm-hmm. where these two thefts have taken place in the past couple of months of nuts.
What do you mean?
Like a lot of nuts.
Like?
Investigators are looking for a couple of people. Suspects allegedly stole a transport truck and trailer from a business yard on Saturday night. The trailer was full of $70,000 worth of pistachios.
Okay. So do you know how difficult it is for me right now to not ask a follow-up question because I'm still sort of convinced that this is going to turn into a D's Nuts joke?
Hold on. In November, police say suspects took off with a truck and trailer full of walnuts.
Okay.
Now,
who's nuts?
Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, good.
These nuts.
Oh, damn.
Got it.
You son of a.
Got it.
You're such a jackass.
Oh, my God.
That's like that stupid. Remember the maple syrup heist in Quebec?
Oh,
a couple
like
of years ago?
2-3 years ago.
Where it like affected the whole economy of maple syrup?
Wait, what happened?
Did you hear about this, Maria?
There was a maple syrup heist that happened in
Quebec. And it was like I think millions of dollars worth of maple syrup. And it affected
a global shortage.
Yeah. And it affected the prices of what remaining supply anywhere had left.
Oh.
And the prices surged like crazy. I'm pretty sure it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, hold on here. It was 2022, I think it was. It was the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist.
Oh my God.
No joke. Like,
that's crazy.
It's gold, basically, right? Hold on here.
How have they not found the maple syrup, though?
I don't know if they.
Like, where does it go?
If they did.
Like,
but
where
it was
do
an
you
incredible
take,
amount.
Like, where do you take maple syrup?
Okay, so it was...
Where do you take pistachios? Where do you take walnuts?
It was a theft over several months from 2011, 2012, and 2013, where nearly 3,000 tons of maple syrup, valued at $18.7 million, was taken from a storage facility in Quebec. Yeah, the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. $20 million in maple syrup, and it affected the whole of the world. Like, there were pancake house franchises in the U.S. that were like, "Yo,
yeah, what are we gonna do?"
Yeah, they were really unsappy about this.
Yes, that's like now understood more. Got it, noted. Unsappy. I don't even know what that means. Unsappy. Yeah, what does that mean?
That instead of unhappy.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Also,
these nuts. Got it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did you hear this Justin Timberlake song, the new one that he teased or released or did
song? Oh my God, I love it.
Do you?
Yes.
I haven't heard it yet.
Have you guys heard it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not.
No.
I have not.
Shem, it sounds very Timberlake-y.
Yeah, Maury heard it. Maria has not heard it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh my God.
What did he do? He dropped it on YouTube? Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, so he did a show in his hometown of Memphis.
Oh,
and to coincide with all that,
yeah,
it was all the kind of release info for the album and for the new song. New song is called Selfish, mm-hmm. and it comes out on Friday. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental. Can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. Direction. The song actually comes out on Thursday.
Oh, gotcha.
But still, I know you're not feeling it.
No.
I like it.
So yeah. do I. That's classic JT.
Better that than that In the Woods nonsense he did before.
But oh, I like the more upbeat Timberlake, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. I was sort of hoping stuff. For...
Like a sexy back type vibe?
Yeah.
After all the controversy, I thought that he would do an upbeat thing so that it would make everybody love it.
Yeah, especially after the, oh yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Genuine.
Yeah. Play a little bit again for me. Like, I'm trying real hard to get into it.
On the song? Because your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline
if it wasn't beating for you all the time. That's fine. So if I get jealous, I can't help it.
I want every bit of you. It's gonna be on repeat. That's gonna be on repeat for me.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I have a great idea.
Oh no.
Yeah. You know, I could go on long with that. With this song.
Oh, no.
When does it come out?
On Thursday.
No. Oh!
Who wants to hear my idea?
I do. No, let him speak. No. Let the man speak.
No.
Let Who the man speak.
My, yeah, no. Go ahead.
Big of a fan of JT I am.
Oh, yeah? God. What's your idea?
Now we don't do this on the show.
Oh no.
I'm feeling this song so much.
Yeah.
So much. I think it deserves the shine. I think it deserves the love. And I think this could go far and wide with the news that we make if the day of release on the Roz and Mocha show, we play Selfish by Justin Timberlake as every single song in the show.
Well, don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm getting my resume ready.
You have to explain first. You did that. It was weird that you did it with NSYNC too. Mocha had this
hype.
Idea.
I was hype.
That was going to be hilarious to play the new NSYNC song as every single song. And I like thought that he was like kind of goofing and everything else, but he was like really committed to the joke. And
it was 4 hours, by the way.
And he played NSYNC, four
Better
hours.
Place.
He played Better
every
Place.
Every single song.
By NSYNC for 4 hours. And we thought it was hilarious. And I didn't, I mean, I thought it was hilarious because Mocha was just so committed to it. That's to me, that's what the joke was. Uh-huh. And oh man, he got in so much trouble.
Wow. Immediately after the show, our boss calls a meeting.
So much and he was like, trouble.
So whose idea was it?
Oh.
I was like, well, it was my idea.
No, but the best was, so we had we got an email that we had a meeting, right? And we thought it was going to be about something else. And then the joke was, maybe it's going to be about NSYNC. And we were like, no.
There's no way.
Because there was so much other stuff going on. We had so much other stuff going on.
So many
on.
Other things to get
I had notes for all this other stuff that I wanted to bring up in this meeting that I thought that this
I
was about.
I could have gotten into trouble for so many other things that week. And it was the damn NSYNC Better Place song.
So
being played.
Maybe this worked. Maybe, man, listen, try. I would say try again.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The pre-sale for Apple Vision Pro, you know, the goggles that they're releasing?
The VR?
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Sold out already in the States. 180,000 units.
Wow.
Sold out in the States. And like 180,000 is a lot when you look at the cost of these things.
It's an incredible amount.
$3,500 US.
Yeah.
Like not available in Canada just yet. But $3,500 US. And then they have like accessories, other things you can buy for it.
And they really stressed
like four plus.
They really stressed too that these are not toys, right? Like these are, it's a tool as opposed to a toy. I was listening to this huge interview about it where it's what the vision for them was heavy on education, where people could learn things that are either A, very difficult to learn, or resources are limited, like surgeries.
Sure.
Aviation, they were saying, was going to have like a whole new world was going to open up on
education,
on teaching pilots how to pilot, and everything else in education where it's like hands-on kind of stuff that you'll be able to like take courses with these VR, with like the new Apple VR, like that's sort of where the world is going as opposed to the new game for them. Right?
I know, but I was watching like...
Like it's not going to be lightsaber fights with these. Like
no,
it's going to be something,
sure.
It's going to be things that are like way more in depth. And that's why they made the price point so high.
Mm-hmm. I watched like a demo that Apple had released, right?
Right.
On their YouTube channel. And I don't know. I'm just watching them take you through like all these different things that you could do with photos, with your email, with surfing the web, like surfing on Safari and all that, right?
Sure.
And it just seems
but
like...
why do you want to do
I know. It just takes you out of... it just takes you too much out of reality.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, I don't want to sit with the... with
goggles
the
on
with,
and check your email?
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Nobody.
Right? I don't want to be shopping on Amazon.
No.
Looking at, like, with the goggles on my face.
No, and time again, that entire industry has realized time and time again that people do not want to sit and check their email with VR goggles on or Google Glass or whatever it may be. It doesn't work. They don't sell. So you got to market them differently.
Like, I'll watch a movie. I couldn't do that with my family.
No.
Right? I'm not going to buy like sets of goggles for all of us to enjoy the same movie separately.
Yeah. Well, right? Or they could watch something else and you could just sit in the middle of them on the couch and watch your own thing.
Oh, like watch Endgame again?
Yeah. Or like,
hey guys, I'll be back in 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Or they could be like, you know, they could be watching something, I don't know, and you could watch WrestleMania or whatever.
Oh, amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Sold out, though.
Yeah.
Probably somebody like Maria, 3 hours on TikTok. You can probably surf TikTok and like make the screen the size of your living room.
But you can't, like, TikTok's a vertical medium. No, like, I can't do VR with that.
But you can like zoom in if you need to.
Oh, God.
I'm zooming in on
No,
Maria.
But I would learn how to, if I could get those, what are they, $3,500 US?
Yeah.
I mean, if I could get really great software that would like teach me how to fly an F1, I would do that. I'd learn how to be a pilot.
Ooh, I would do race
cars. For sure.
Oh, race cars. Yeah, good one.
For sure.
I'm just staying out of this conversation.
Yeah, video games. I would absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I would see, not for video games, though. Like, I want to learn cool stuff.
Oh, no. I would do it for video games.
Like, I want to learn how to defuse a bomb. You know what I mean?
But you're never put in that situation.
You don't know. You don't know my life.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You go home.
I can very
after...
easily be in a bomb situation. Very easily be in a bomb situation.
When you leave work, you go to the grocery store. When you leave the grocery store, you go home.
Right.
Right?
Okay,
and then
stalker.
You spend the rest of the day at home, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up, and you come into work.
No.
And when you leave work, you go to the grocery store, and then you go home.
Okay.
It's a cycle.
What?
There's at no point are you ever in a situation where you're like,
what are you talking about?
I need to defuse a bomb.
You don't know.
Like, there's a bomb inside of a pear at Metro.
You just named 9 places I could find a bomb where they'd be like, yo, right?
Can you go on vacation with your goggles so you don't have to leave your home? Like, you could be at your campsite?
I don't leave my home now without goggles.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.